Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show where we talk about gardening, organic gardening that is. And if you'd like to be on the show, the number is the same as always, just one you need to know and use. It's 1-866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. Got a little reporting to do for you, a couple of things I want to cover, and then we'll go to the phone. So jump on board here, and we'll work in some in Howard's garden stuff as we go. Got quite a few things going on. We've had absolutely beautiful weather here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's nice now. It's cool outside. It's overcast. We've got a little rain in the forecast. Wherever you are in the country, and I know we're broadcasting across the country out there, I hope your weather is decent enough for you to get some gardening in. Some of you have better weather than we do. Some of you have a lot worse. So whatever the situation, we can talk about soil building, planting, the basic organic programs, the various formulas that we recommend, and how to use the natural organic program. We do have the natural organic certification test up and running. A lot of people are getting involved in that, passing the course and getting their certificates, and we'd love for you to be a part of that. You can find out all about it. We've got a new video right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com that was part of our latest newsletter, and it talks about the basic organic program. The latest newsletter, you can see under the newsletter button in the archives. If you got it, you know it takes you to a new video that where I explain making the garlic pepper tea. But also it alternates, the video about the basic program alternates with the big old button there that when you click on it takes you to the information about how to sign up to take the TORC test. Now, one thing I made a little too difficult last week, apparently. I think people thought that they needed to identify both the insect and the plant. I really meant just identifying the plant, which is a lot easier than the insect. The insect is a butterfly that's a little bit unusual. I'm not even quite sure. I need to look it up myself about what it is. Beautiful orange butterfly. If you get it or the plant, either one, you win a free TORC test. We set it up for you so you can take it without the cost. The normal cost is $195 unless you go the route of getting the backup help as well, and it's close to twice that amount of money. Either way you want to go. For people in the business, if you sign up for multiple people in your organization taking the test, there are discounts, and there are discounts for schools and various other things that you can find out about if you contact the information number and email that's on the website, the Natural Organic Certification Test. We've got another one up there. In fact, you got two opportunities to get a free test. If you get them both, I guess we could let you give it to somebody else, but it's really set up to get more people involved. Where you see these photographs is on our website. Go to dirtdoctor.com. Down below the middle of the page there are the Instagram photographs. The first one is the orange butterfly with the white flower. It's sitting on a white flower. And the second one we've put up is, the next photograph is me doing the Garrett juice. It's the video of me doing the Garrett juice. That's not the one. There's nothing to answer there. But the last one, the one on the far left, is the other plant, this week's plant, to identify and win a TORC test. It's a little bit obscure and tough, too. I'll give you a tip on it. It is one of the plants that is surprisingly hardy in this part of the world. The group of plants that it's from are more well known to grow south of here. Texas and California and places where, that are tropical, but there's a group of those plants that are hardy in really cold weather, and that's the photograph of the one that I have identified as being the most cold hardy of the bunch. And it's kind of a fun little thing. If you think you know the answer, you can answer it on the air or just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. We've got some interesting things going on at the place, not only in the garden, but out in in the house, too. We had mold. We had a bad mold outbreak, mold like the microorganism mold. And we've considered it for a long time, met some people that we were very impressed with, and we finally pulled the trigger. It's not the black mold that's so dangerous. It's the blue-green mold. But we had a bad case of it. We had it from I've had it for a while now. It started from a contractor's mistake under the house and a leak when we redid a bathroom. And then the dirt doctor here himself made an error out in the garden, very cavalierly moved some things around, planted some new things, and created just enough of a blockage of our surface drainage with some new beds I was playing around with to where I allowed the water to hold for a little bit longer period of time and seep down into the ground and get under the house. Our house is pier and beam. It looks like slabs, real low, and that's the issue. So we've solved all those problems and got these people working on the mold remediation. We've been able to stay there during most of it. It's a big project, very big project, and we're going to have to move out for a couple of days when they do the treatment inside the house. What they've been doing the last few days is a treatment with dry ice, believe it or not, dry ice blasting into the wood structure in the crawl space, which kills all the microorganisms. I guess it's got a nice side benefit that if you had any insect problems or anything else, any rot going on in the wood, any of those kind of things, the dry ice will kill all of that. And then they coat it with a paint that basically sets up a condition that repels any of the mold and mildew from coming back. And then there's some other treatments and airflow changing, construction changes that they're doing. And then the final step is the treatment inside the living part of the house with hydrogen peroxide fogging and then hand wiping down things. So, yeah, it's a big, big project. We'll show you photographs and give you details about the whole thing when it's all done, but it's underway now. We've gotten a lot of questions about plants that are yellowing. Some of this has come from the heavy rain in different areas. The basic organic program corrects that in most cases. In fact, people that are using the natural organic program will find that they have very few situations where they have chlorosis, a yellowing of plants, a yellowing of leaves with the veins staying green. It's often misdiagnosed as iron chlorosis. It's most commonly not that. It's usually a deficiency in several different trace minerals, and iron can be one of them, certainly. But the basic program, the compost, the rock minerals, the sugars that we recommend for basic bed preparation, and the basic program that we explain in great detail in the torque test are usually all you need to do. If you have something that's a little persnickety and hangs around or jumps up that's a little out of the ordinary, and that can happen. I've even had it happen in some of my garden plants from time to time. The one product that will help you if all else fails in those situations and on most sites is green sand. Green sand does have iron, but it also has a lot of other trace minerals in it, and they are buffered with organic matter in the product, so they're bioavailable. They're very quickly available to the plant. So green sand, sometimes sold as Jersey green sand in some parts of the country, in Texas, Some of the products are sold as Texas green sand, but in all those cases, it is a green material. It's naturally mined and is very high in potassium and lots of trace minerals that are available. So ask your garden center or your feed store, your hardware store to bring green sand in if it's not already there, if you're having those issues. Oh, and then the other one is bamboo. Oh, wait, we'll come back from this break. I'll give you an update on our bamboo calls starting to come in, and we'll go to calls and work those in as well. And let's see what else I was going to tell you about some of the trimming stuff. Yeah, we talked on Bob Webster's show yesterday about the issues that come from this rain and this beautiful, beautiful mild weather, and the plants growing too much in some cases. We'll talk about that. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
As consumers in the 21st century, we are truly fortunate to have an abundance of choices in our daily lives. But when it comes to digestive health, there should only be one choice. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, easily recognizable in the bright green box on your retailer's shelf. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics stands out among all others. Never freeze-dried, but always live and viable due to a unique 3-year fermentation process, award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics provides the restorative balance needed to support your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint. And that is very important, as no two of us are alike. With over 30 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics takes digestive and wellness support to a whole new level. So look for the bright green box on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
To turn any space into a garden, it's easy with Smart Pot. It's a fabric container that's portable, foldable, reusable, 100% BPA free, provides better drainage than ceramic or clay pots, releases heat and prevents soil compaction and even circling roots. A really big deal. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com. That's smartpots.com.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on biosafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with biosafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. Biosafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. Biosafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have
bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure. Black cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we'll talk about bamboo and some of the other things in a minute. Trish called in early, and I want to go ahead and try to help her a little bit. Pottersville, Missouri, is that where you are, Trish?
Yes.
What can I do for you? Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Well, I have made up my first batch of Garrett juice.
All right, good.
And I was wondering, how often should I apply it to my plants, and should I spray it directly on the plants or around the ground?
All the above. The answer to your question is it depends on what else you're doing. What my program is and what I talk about in the course, the TORC course, is that our recommended program has gotten simpler and simpler because it makes it easier to do, and it's also more cost-effective. We, for a long time, would tell people, and still do, that when you're first starting, you put out a dry organic fertilizer three times, very early spring, early summer, and fall, and then spray with a liquid, and of course the liquid we recommend is the Garrett Juice Formula, monthly, if the budget and time allows. Or if it doesn't, quarterly, and you get great results from that. And people with extremely limited budgets will fertilize one dry application and then one liquid spraying and drenching a year. So it can vary that much. I think what would be ideal is to put out at least 1 to 2 dry fertilizer applications a year and then monthly spraying and drenching of the soil, the root zone, with the Garrett juice. And that includes potted plants, herbs, vegetables, landscape plants, and everything. I think there are people that do it weekly, and it's probably, you probably get to a point where you don't get any more value out of it, and it's maybe a little bit of a waste of time and money. But once a month, if budget allows, it'll be beautiful. During the growing season, you don't need to do it once things shut down and you're in the winter.
All right. That sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard. Hope it works well for you.
Thank you. I've only been listening to you for maybe about a month, and we're kind of slowly working our way into a completely organic garden. So
well, that's great.
You'll I'm learning it. A lot.
All right. We'll talk to you again.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Not loud.
May have had another question there in the background. Okay, I got a little tip for you. It's not really hugely new, but it's a little bit of a different angle on this bamboo management. A lot of people, when I talk about my successful bamboo management, they're a little skeptical in some cases, but shouldn't be, because we've been maintaining an extremely large, basically a forest of bamboo from encroaching into residential lots with this technique for a long time. And I discovered something on my own property this year that makes it work even better. Our program has always been that as the shoots come up and start encroaching into an area where you don't want them, you'd kick them over, chop them, hit them with a hoe or a hatchet or a machete or whatever, and just don't let them grow, and then try to find where the rhizomes are. If they continue to try to come back and sever those rhizomes in the ground, you don't have to dig it out. That will kill the bamboo out. Well, I've always used a little device that is similar to an adze, which you would use for woodwork. It looks like a hatchet, but with the blade turned perpendicular to the handle. And it's used by people who work on wood, you know, to do wood. Well, I have versions of it that I use in the soil, and I don't know if there's a lot of difference. The design's about the same. They're the length of a long hammer or a hatchet, and they have this adze hoe. It's a narrow, it's like a hoe, but it's narrow, like a grubbing hoe. And I have a full long-handled version that I use as well. But for the bamboo, I'm using the hand tool. And I'm chopping right at the base of the bamboo, and I can feel when I chop the down into the ground at the base of the bamboo shoots whether I'm hitting a rhizome or not. If I don't, I move a little bit to an angle, you know, 45 degrees or 90 degrees, and chop again. And generally, with that one movement, I'll hit the rhizome. And it dawned on me that when I do that, I'm cutting the rhizome as well as cutting the shoot off with one little movement. And the better I have gotten at that. Maybe you use as many as two whacks. Well, maybe three at the most. I'll hit rhizome, and it kills. You know, it stops that rhizome at that point pretty much completely. The only thing that sometimes happens is that the secondary growth of the bamboo will feather up at that severed point of the underground stem, the rhizome. And I've been playing around with that idea, and what I do is I grab that, it'll normally be multiple stems, I'll grab it and pull it up, I'll see what direction that rhizome is going easily at that point, and then I can go that direction, chop once or twice, and it's over. And as a result, it sounds like a lot of work, but it's not. As a result of that, it's taken me a much shorter period of time to get the bamboo to completely stop growing into my area. We'll try to do a video on it to show it a little bit better. Sometimes if you see it actually in action as well as the explanation, it helps people a lot. It's not hard to do at all. Don't think you have to spray toxic herbicides, which don't work very well on bamboo anyway, and you don't have to do other things like digging it completely out. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Hey, Howard, back with you. A couple of things before I go back to the phones. My tea. Oh, Mary Rose reminded me I didn't tell you about it. It's a little different this morning. Fennel, mint, bay. And my bay is getting so big, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. It's just absent. That relates to another thing I wanted to talk about is plant growth. But a couple of bay leaves in the teas. Chia seeds, nice big pinch of chia seed, which adds a little horsepower to tea. I also put it when I blend smoothies and do things like that. I put it in my scrambled eggs. I use chia seed a lot. But back to the tea, fennel, mint, bay, chia seed, honey, and apple cider vinegar. A lot of apple cider vinegar really gives it a nice flavor and I think makes it better for you as well. The other thing is I didn't mention our puppies, our doggies. From last week, Carly, our previous features, Carly was adopted, but Chiquita, who's really a cute girl, is still waiting for her home, so check her out. They're pictures are on our website, dirtdoctor.com, as they always are. This week's dog is Cash, and Cash is referred to as Sweet Cash by all the SPCA people. 28 pounds, shepherd mix, kind of short legs. She may have a bunch of different things in her. She and seven puppies came to the SPCA when they were rescued with a lot of other mommy dogs. Let's see, foster. Some people are doing foster care of the puppies, so it looks like you can get into fostering or adopting the puppies and or Cash. So check her and all the information out on our website. Just go to the SPCA button and click there and go see her. Cash is a really sweet-looking dog, but also Chiquita is a good-looking one too. On our website under the SPCA button, wherever you are in the country, try to support your local rescue organizations. There's a lot of them. They get into all kind of dogs and cats and pets and everything, not just mutts, but purebreds as well if you want to go that route. So appreciate everybody helping. The one I'm talking about here is the Dallas one, just west of downtown Dallas, and pretty new facility down there, really nice, where you'll find all these wonderful dogs that I talk about. Let's go back to the phones and catch up on a couple of things. Roger next up at Rehoboth, Delaware. Hello, Roger.
Good morning to you in Texas.
What's going on?
Have a pretty nice lawn, but somehow we got some lilies of the valley here. It's a mystery to how they arrived.
Okay.
But they're now encroaching into the lawn, and I'd like to know how to get rid of them.
Well, most of the people down here in Texas would love to have your situation, Roger. They try to grow lily of the valley and don't have very good success with it. So they have escaped from a bed out into the turf area. Is that
exactly
what you're looking at?
Yeah. Someone recommended Speed Zone, but that's a killer.
You don't want to use any toxic chemical. I would control lily of the valley if you have to. I'd probably tend to let the bed expand and just let them grow. But if you need to get them out of there, there's a couple of different ways to go. We have a similar kind of a plant to control here that's wild garlic or wild onion.
Okay.
And it's the same thing. These are plants that you can kill out with too much kindness in some cases by putting out more compost and organic fertilizers and sugars and things like that. And believe it or not, it really tends to hurt them more than help them. Too much of a good thing sometimes slows them down. There is a commercial product that you can use early on when they start growing, especially if they're in an area where the turf is not growing yet, called AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer. And believe it or not, its active ingredient is cinnamon. Cinnamon in a base of baking soda is what the product is. On the southern grasses, we can actually do it when the turf is growing. The Bermuda and St. Augustine zoysia is growing. You apply this stuff after wetting the area down to the entire turf area.
And liquid or granular?
It's a powdered product, and you dust it out onto the area, and it turns yellow first and then black and kills very well.
Interesting.
So, I think it would be worth a try. You can also spot spray with any of the organic herbicides and kill lily of the valley if it's in an area where it's not in the turf and the turf is not green and growing. The things like vinegar and fatty acid products like Scythe and BioSafe and things like that. There's a lot of organic herbicides, but most of them are non-selective. In other words, they'll kill any of the green plants you spray them on. AgriLawn is unusual in that it is selective to a degree. It works better on southern grasses than it does on what you probably have, which is fescue or or bluegrass. Yeah. Try it early on and see if it works for you. Try it in just a selected, specific spot and see how it works for you.
Good idea. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Yeah, Lilia Valley. Most people down here would say, oh, I like that. I'd like to try to grow some of that. Here's Jean in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Jean.
Hi. I called you about the same problem last year. I have an invasion of quackgrass. It looks like wandering Jew.
Well, yeah, it gets, in fact, I've probably mistakenly identified it as Virginia buttonweed, similar to it, too. You do the same thing I was just talking to him about. The AgriLawn product will kill it and not hurt the turf.
Now, I have it in my strawberries and in my roses.
That's a different issue. It'll do the strawberries a little damage. You're going to have to...
Not strawberries, blackberries.
Blackberries, okay. Probably okay to use around the blackberries. Just don't get much of it on when you apply it. Try to keep it off the foliage of the blackberries. Just get it under the stems and the canes, and I think it'll do a good job. You could also just use the real strong vinegar and spray under the blackberry plants, and you can go right up to and hit the canes with the vinegar or the fatty acid products, either one, and it won't hurt the blackberries at all, and it'll kill any kind of weeds that are growing under there.
Let me write this down. Agrigon?
AgriLawn, A-G-R-A-L-A-W-N, AgriLawn, okay. Crabgrass killer, or just spot spray. You know, there's a 20% vinegar now on the market that's EPA registered as a herbicide, and in that situation there, that might be the best way for you to go.
I will try that, and thank you.
Okay, appreciate your call. I was my guy that helps me with a lot of the landscaping that we do, and I were working in our blackberries yesterday. He was working in the blackberry area more than I was. I was trying to get Carolina snail seed, which is an ongoing vine problem deluxe. And we discovered that we in the blackberry area, which I just kind of ignored for a long time, was coming into full production. There's blackberries everywhere, but a lot of dead growth and vines and other things underneath, and we were cleaning them out. Hand removal in a lot of cases is the best way to go. Just do it and be over with it, but wear a long sleeve shirt and good heavy gloves and things like that, because the blackberries, in our case, are the thorning ones. We tend to have better production from the ones that have thorns and larger berries. And I think, in most cases, a little bit better flavor than the thornless blackberries. But either way you want to go is fine. Doing a little bit of both, probably the best idea. But getting those kind of things taken care of and just cleaning up area is a good thing to do, because, and by the way, we have open lines for you all of a sudden if you want to jump on here. 866-444-3478. Bob and I were talking about it with his audience yesterday on the show. We've had such beautiful weather in between the rainstorms, and the rain has provided such great moisture compared to what we've had in the past with our desert type weather that we've had. Plants are growing better than ever, to a point where they're a problem in some cases. Yesterday, Tyson and I were working on our place, one of our places. We were just fighting vines that had gotten started like crazy. Like I said, the when we did the newsletter on vines that are good vines and weeds, some people argued with me a little bit that some of the good ones I identified are also weeds, can turn into weeds, and that's true. Crossvine and others. Passion vine is one of the ones I worked on yesterday. A white passion flower vine that we had popped up all over the place. It's pretty easy to pull out if you don't let it get too far ahead of you, which I did in a couple of cases, especially with the Carolina snail seed, which is one of the worst ones. It had gotten all the way up in the top of some big shrubs and even in some trees. And the way you want to control it when it gets that bad is you need to trace that vine all the way down to the ground. This would go for any kind of invasive vine. You got to trace it down and see where it's going into the ground and do some work removing that crown and as much of the runners as you possibly can. If you just sever it, which I'd had to do in a couple of cases because of access, plants had gotten so thick and jungly, you just sever it, then the top of the plant will die, and you can easily see where it is when it turns brown compared to the plant you're trying to remove the vine from. And then you have to get up in the plant, do a little pulling down, and work on it a little bit more intensely to get rid of it. The best thing to do is not let it get so bad like I did. Keep watching every year, and as it gets started, just continue to remove the things that you know are going to be a problem. Well, here's the other thing that's going on when you have plants growing this well. We have desirable plants growing so fast, and they fool you. You go out and you notice everything looks beautiful and is growing, and you may not notice that, that black and blue plant, salvia, has grown so well it's leaned out over some other flowering plants and bulbs and things down low. And if you let it go too long, it'll actually do some damage and kill out some plants that are desirable. So going in, even though it's looking beautiful and growing so well and everything, you got to bite the bullet and trim some of the good things back or even pull them out of the ground when they're encroaching out into other good plants. One of the negatives about this tremendously beautiful growing weather that we've had. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be back with you right after this. Don't go away.
XO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminator air freshener. It's non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try XO Odor Neutralizer. XO has an exclusive offer just for Dirt Doctor listeners. An 8-ounce pump spray and a 16-ounce refill bottle for only $19.98 with free shipping. Go to exocorp.com/dirtdoctor or call 800-442-9696.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
A smooth-flowing bloodstream is vital to good health. And one of the keys to maintaining that smooth flow is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic accelerates circulation, revitalizes cells, and keeps blood platelets from sticking to each other or to artery and capillary walls. You see, the body produces an amino acid called homocysteine. If left unchecked, high homocysteine levels can become a serious health risk. Today, many health experts believe that homocysteine is more of a risk factor than cholesterol. And Kyolic is the only garlic supplement patented to reduce homocysteine levels, a major risk factor for arteriosclerosis and coronary heart disease. In fact, Kyolic is the only aged garlic extract. So get traffic moving smoothly along all your major arteries. Look for Kyolic. You'll find it where quality nutritional supplements are sold.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And by the way, those of you who aren't already receiving the free newsletter, the way you get it is very simple. You go to the website, DirtDoctor.com, and just fill out the form that's on the website on the DirtDoctor.com. There's a button that says newsletter where you can go and see the archives, the current newsletter and the archives. But if you want to receive it when it first goes out, and all you just simply need to fill out the little form there. You can send us an email to info@DirtDoctor.com and say, put me on the newsletter list too. That's the other way to go. Both are free. Doesn't cost anything. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. It is Wes listening on 660 The Answer in Dallas. Hello, Wes.
Hello. How are you doing today, Howard?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm fine. I'm going to make some cuttings off of a fig tree.
All right.
And I just wanted to know what's the best way to stimulate the root growth.
Human saliva.
Okay.
Spit on it.
All right.
Literally.
Just do that and just put it. So put it in just plain water or water with Garrett.
No.
Or?
You need to put it in the soil. Just potting soil. You can do it in perlite. Some people like perlite because it's, close to being sterile. They think that works, and it will, but I usually just use an organic potting soil, which means that it doesn't have peat moss in it. If it has peat moss in it, that'll work too. I just don't like potting soils that do have the peat moss. Let me give you a tip for the future, though. On figs, and grapes are in this same category, and some other plants that are a little bit difficult to root are too. You might have a little trouble rooting them now that the fig has already leafed out. I'd go ahead and try it, But if it doesn't work, the best time to do figs is late winter or very early spring, as the buds are swelling, just starting to swell. If you make cuttings at that point, you will have 100% success. Same way with grapes.
Okay.
I know that the time didn't work for you right now. It's past that time. But so go ahead and try it now. The second best time is in the fall, actually. And then the worst time is what you're trying to do
right now,
after they've leafed out. Yeah.
Okay.
So you may have
to
wait.
Thank you much.
All right, good luck. Let me know how it works for you at this time of the year, okay?
All right, thank you.
Let's go to Dallas again. And Nancy listening on 660. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
Hi, good morning. Am I coming in clear to you?
You certainly are.
Okay, great. I heard your part earlier about chlorosis, the yellowing of the leaves.
Right.
And I wondered about the two plants that I have, which also are yellowing, but because one is a new tomato plant. So the two plants, is one is a blue agave with more yellowing than we had seen on the leaves at the bottom. The new tomato plant also already had a nice little flower, and that immediately seemed to die, and now it has yellowing of the leaves at the bottom. So I'm wondering, is it still because of all the rain and the soil composition, or would these be some kind of separate issue?
They're related a little bit, and the blue agave, the probability there is real high that all the rain has been the issue. So you might want to work aerate around the base of the plant and make sure that you're not watering it too much and that it's drying out and draining, because that's an extremely xeric plant, and too much water is probably the culprit there. I would put some cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, around it, because related to an anaerobic condition affecting the plant, infecting the mineral uptake, you may have some pathogens developing also. And the cornmeal just sprinkled around the plant like you're putting out a fertilizer application, about 2 pounds per 100 square feet, will do a lot of good. The tomato is, we've written about it. I probably need to do a new newsletter on it, because it's so common for everybody. Everybody gets a certain kind of disease on tomatoes that starts on the lower leaves and then moves up the plant. It's called southern blight or early blight. It's a fungal disease. The cornmeal, again, helps. There's a product in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where you are that's available now that has garlic in the cornmeal, the whole ground cornmeal. And it is fantastic for this situation, because the garlic part of it is systemic. Now, everybody listening to me can make this product themselves. They can get whole ground cornmeal and add some garlic to it to make up 10% or a little bit less of the volume, mix it together and put it out, or put out the whole ground cornmeal and then get some powdered garlic from one of the big grocery stores and just sprinkle it out separately, and it will help you. You can also soak that mixture in water and make a tea and spray it on the foliage. There's a commercial product, final thing before I have to run here, now that's working with us, and I'm just so fired up about their products. They have products that are hydrogen peroxide products and various other things that help with weeds and diseases and all kinds of things, and it's called BioSafe. And in this case, you'd want the BioSafe disease control that contains hydrogen peroxide. It's part of the overall program that we recommend for rose rosette control now, but it'll help you with this tomato problem as well. Okay?
Thank you.
I got to run. Hope that helps you. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number for the next hour is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.